To family chat on this wonderful wacky Wednesday at Lunch Plus. It is such a great day, so make sure you share, you like, you subscribe, hit the little notification bell so you get notified when we go live, because we have on-time words from the Lord and we get to spend time together as a family, which is currently what we are doing right now. I have the wonderful Miriam Abigail Wright with me.
Woo! Where are the children?
The children?
Yay! Oh, thank you, children.
I'm so confused. You're like, where are the children?
They come cheer every day.
But at first I thought you said, we are the children.
I was like,
what do you mean we are the children? Like, okay. Anyways, tell us who you are, where you're watching from, and I was trying to think of a fun...
And
is Serena on?
Happy birthday, Serena.
Yes, if you guys did not know, it is Serena's birthday, so make sure you tell her happy birthday in the comments, Boxer, whatever else
everywhere.
You have her on.
Yeah, just everywhere.
Everywhere,
bombard
guys.
Bombard her with happy birthday messages.
Not too much, though. Not too much. We gotta let her have some peace.
But maybe just right at the edge. There she is!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday, Serena.
Aww, she says
Merry
Stella.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Serena. From us to you. Just today, we just want to say Merry Christmas
just today.
To you only. You and you alone. She also says your hair looks really cute.
Thank you!
All right, had to get that out of the way.
We did.
There are a lot of people on. Thank
yes.
you so much for tuning on. Make sure
tuning
to comment.
On.
Tuning in. Tuning on?
You said tuning on. You know what?
Thanks for tuning on, guys.
Thank
you for clicking on this broadcast specifically. Of all the broadcasts that you could have clicked on YouTube,
That's true. You clicked this one.
Thank you. This broadcast is made possible by viewers like you. Thank you.
I feel like I'm watching a PBS Kids video.
I watch so much PBS
because
Kids.
That was constantly, this video is made possible because of viewers like you, and we thank you.
I was like,
Sammy agrees in the back, guys. Also,
I did feel like they were personally thanking me, and as like a six-year-old, I was like, I haven't done anything,
man, I was
but
so
you're
excited
welcome.
As a kid. I was like, they know me. They care about me.
I knew I haven't done anything. Like, you're thanking me. And I really haven't done anything.
There would be times that I would be sarcastic and I'd be responding and be like, yeah, whatever, I guess. You're welcome.
You're welcome, Dora the Explorer. speaking of, you know,
that's true.
Cartoon characters, Bella, I believe, have a question.
All right, I would like to know what everybody's favorite cartoon character is. Because this is such an intriguing question for me to know, because I have so many cartoon characters that I love and adore and enjoy. And this can go back to our millennial versus Gen Z conversation we had Friday or whenever.
Yeah, I heard rumors of that conversation. Also, hello, Brother Mark Dunphy. It's good to see you here today.
Pastor Sack said, when you say cartoon, can you specify? Like,
anything not real life.
3D character. 3D, right? What are they?
Or fictional?
I'm trying to think cartoon.
Like drawn?
Like Bugs Bunny, Dora the Explorer, those type of, not real people.
As long as it wasn't like filmed like real life.
Yes. Like
What it, like, for instance, like, what about the, like, CGI, like, Lion King or something?
No, that does not count.
That doesn't count?
That does not count. Yes, Pastor Zach said, for instance, Superman and Batman. Yes, that is a cartoon. That's classified
the cartoon
as a cartoon character.
One would count. The cartoon one would count, not the CGI one, is what I'm understanding.
Yes,
okay.
It's gotta be...
These are the rules of the question.
It's gotta be animated. There, that's...
Animated!
That's the word that we're looking for. They have to be animated cartoon characters.
CGI feels like animation to me.
I don't think it counts.
Okay.
Anyways.
This is a deep question.
Also, Seth said, have no fear, for I am here. I'm glad you're here,
welcome,
Seth.
Welcome, Seth.
Really brightens my day to know that you're watching.
Thank you. Jake told you, he said animated.
Yes,
animated. That's the word you're thinking of.
Pastor Zach said, so anime counts. No.
No?
That's different than cartoon characters.
It's different? Okay. She means a very, cartoon
like
characters.
If you Google cartoon character, hold on.
You're going to get, like,
I must, hold on,
Looney
guys.
Tunes. Disney, VeggieTales, right,
cartoon
that kind of thing.
Characters. Yes.
PBS Kids, Curious George. Courtney says, Simba, the original 2D animation.
Yes.
That counts, right?
That counts.
Okay, that better count. Absolutely.
That counts. That's a cartoon character.
Okay.
The definition of a cartoon character is a fictional character depicted in an animated film or a comic strip. So.
Animated.
A person or portrayal lacking in depth or characterized by exaggerated or stereotypical features.
Interesting.
So,
Seth said, what's the question?
What is your favorite cartoon character?
Rebecca says...
Vegeta?
Is that how you say that?
Sure. Vegeta, cool. Vegeta.
From Dragon Ball Z. Never seen it, but I'm glad
you... She said
you
anime doesn't count.
Have
oh,
an
no.
opinion.
I don't think that counts.
Oh, because that's anime?
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z is?
William said, but anime is animated. But it's got to be like... Guys, I don't know how to describe my thoughts right now. It's got to be...
That's a different kind of animated.
It's got to be like basic cartoon characters, hand-drawn. Well, anime can be hand-drawn too.
Like the classic cartoon, like
yes.
round and for
yes.
children.
There you go.
Okay.
We'll say it like that.
Okay. I can understand that.
Jake said Samurai Jack. What is that from?
Oh, also from anime.
All right.
Pastor Zach just let us know. Seth said Robin Hood from the Disney movie.
That's a solid one.
Ludi Dottie Golly, what a day. I did not know that existed.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew said I loved the Fox Robin Hood.
That one, okay, I was
it's
not allowed.
It's becoming popular again.
I was not allowed to watch that one as a child because, and Ben's not allowed to watch it either, because the king on it is so whiny and he sucks his thumb. And apparently Ben and I never, like, one of us never sucked our thumbs until we started watching that movie. So then my parents were like, yeah, no.
You're not allowed to
watch that
movie.
One. So.
Okay, let's see here. Hannah just is coming in and saying anime counts,
I don't
of course.
Think it counts.
Matthew says Dexter from Dexter's Laboratory.
Okay. I watched that one a few times as a kid. Not that much.
I don't think I ever did. Andrew does not like anime. Very, very opinionated on that.
Lee is on as well. He says, hello.
Hello, Lee. Seth. I was talking to Pastor Zach. William says Samurai Jack was a cartoon.
Okay, I've never seen it, so I don't know anything about Samurai Jack.
Yeah, me either.
Pastor Zach said, this is a loaded question. I believe if I say one, then I dishonor the others. We'll say
just
top three.
Yeah. Top three. Top three favorite cartoon characters.
And then Hannah said, we can agree to disagree.
Bethany Munsterman? Did I say that right? I forgot. There's been so many options. Moonsterman? Minsterman.
I feel like I just...
So many options in my head. I forgot which one was the right one.
I want to say Monster Man. I don't know why, but looking at the last name makes me want to think
Minsterman? Minstroni?
Skylar. Isn't that a soup? I think so. Skylar says, hello.
And hi.
Courtney said, this question is showing my age. Sweating emojis.
Seriously, Simba might be my answer as well, the original, Courtney. Don't feel bad.
Pastor Zach said, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Jungle Book, DuckTales, and the one where the bear flew the plane. he said Tailspin.
Tailspin.
Andrew said Carl Weezer.
Which one is that one from, Andrew?
Bethany said...
Oh, Emily is helping me out. Thank you so much, Emily. She says, Minsterman. Thank you. Thank
Bethany
you.
Bethany said, there you go. You got there.
It only took like 7 tries.
And then Andrew said, the Jetsons. George, I the love Jetsons? George so much. George said, top 3, Scooby-Doo, Johnny Bravo, and
Optimus Prime.
Oh, yes. Okay,
my Optimus Prime, you warned me with that one.
Okay, my top 3, Scooby-Doo, any of the animated Batman cartoon characters, because they did phenomenal with them. Like, the comic books, solid. And then third, oh crap, now I have to think. I definitely had a third.
I'm sure it was really good.
Probably.
I wish you had told me, because I can't help right now at all.
Think, guys, now.
Okay, while you're thinking, can we scroll up to Miss Chrissy's comment? I forgot it, or it left. Okay, there it goes. Miss Chrissy says, I am totally out of this because of the time I was born. I said Betty Boop. However, she's a very old cartoon. I don't know any of the characters you guys are speaking about.
Okay.
I did actually see a little bit of Betty Boop, and what were some of those with her? My favorite cartoons as a kid were always the older ones. So Tom and Jerry is one of my absolute favorite shows.
Solid
even
one.
Now.
Did you know that Tom and Jerry was made for deaf kids?
Really?
Yeah, that's why you never hear them talk or anything. It's because it was made for them so they could have a cartoon they could watch and enjoy, but not have to focus on the sounds. Which is why you never hear anybody really speak in Tom and Jerry.
It is probably one of the largest reasons that jazz music is one of my favorite genres of music at all.
Solid.
And I never realized, like, jazz/classical, because I never realized that until I went back and watched it recently.
Mm. Tabitha brought in Disney princesses.
She said, there's definitely so many. Mostly animals characters for me, of course, Stitch. And maybe for people, I'd say Pocahontas, Moana, and... And then she left us.
Seth said also Darkwing Duck.
I've seen pictures of Darkwing Duck, but I don't think I've actually ever watched.
It sounds familiar.
It just sounds familiar. I'm so sorry. Miss Chrissy says, I know the Jetsons, Andrew, and the Flintstones. Yes, I watched the Jetsons, the Flintstones, just Looney Tunes in general.
There's another TV show that was back then.
Yep.
The Jetsons.
There sure was.
Oh, I know my other top Teen Titans, but the original Teen Titans.
I never watched that. That changed.
No, not Teen Titans Go. The original, like 2000s. That one is peak.
Oh,
I just thought of another show. Guys. We've reached the 100th comment,
yes!
And it was Miss Chrissy.
Miss Chrissy!
Her knowing Jetsons and the Flintstones.
You can claim your gift card at whatsright.com/gift.
Sorry, guys. I was getting bribed off to the side. Andrew said Carl Weezer is from Jimmy Neutron.
Okay. That explains why I didn't know that name. I'm
Hannah
sorry.
Hannah said Katana.
Kitana?
I don't know what that's
from.
What
is that from? Mortal Kombat?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I'm sorry.
That doesn't... She was. She's a solid one.
I'm realizing there was a lot that I didn't want.
Tabitha said Mulan, LOL. And then Becca said, George just came in with the prize winner answer. Pastor Zach said, Thundercats, Transformers, Transformers Primal. I'm not going to lie, I did not watch Thundercats. Benjamin, I think, has started watching it, so I don't know the famous line from Thundercats. So I'm not getting bribed today, guys.
Is it like, Thundercats, go?
Pastor Ryan asked, what's the question? And it is...
What is your favorite cartoon character? Also, Andrew put up, way up in the comments, about Speed Racer. And I believe that was one of Pastor's favorite favorite cartoons from when he was little. And we just found it again, like, YouTuber Prime or something. And we just watched an episode of it. It was so cool. They made it an actual movie.
They made a movie, this just guys.
In, Pastor Zach said, it's an actual movie. What is it called? Speed Racer? When did it come out?
It didn't do great.
Oh, he says it didn't do great.
But I liked it
because he likes Speed Racer.
George said, you got to pick one character, Pastor Zach. And then Pastor Zach said, no, I refuse, George. And then Seth brought up a great point. He said Mushu, LOL, from Mulan.
Mushu
the little dragon.
Hilarious.
That one is peak.
Okay. George says, you can't just say all the Transformers. Lisa Lamb says, Mighty Mouse. Donald Duck and Roadrunner.
Roadrunner's a solid.
So funny.
My dad said Thundercats, Scooby-Doo, and Centurions.
I don't know the third one.
I don't either. Sure. Great.
Andrew says Optimus Prime is his pick for Pastor Zach, specifically. Corey says Justice League, Roadrunner, and Bugs Bunny.
Okay, so they created a... they created a TV show called Young Justice, and it's with all the sidekicks of all of DC's superheroes. That one, also solid. That's
really?
Going in the top four.
Like, what?
It's got, like, some of the Teen Titans characters in it, but yeah. it's so good.
okay, let's scroll down a little bit. Someone said Morgan Freeman.
Emily said Morgan Freeman.
A great cartoon character.
Honestly.
Hannah and Emily both said Cinderella very emphatically.
Skylar said VeggieTales.
You can't just say VeggieTales in general. You have
That's
to say
true.
Character.
You
Which
gotta...
one? Your choice between Bob or Larry, or actually, your choice of any of the VeggieTale characters will say a lot about
Definitely
you.
Definitely the dad asparagus. Like, I feel like the dad asparagus is really funny.
He has the best character.
Yeah, I mean, he's got character development.
So morally sound. He makes good choices in life.
And then Becca and William are on my side. They're both talking about peak Teen Titans. I'm just saying.
Nice.
And then they kind of ruin Teen Titans.
Okay, let's scroll down just a little bit. Miss Chrissy loves Speed Racer. Foghorn Leghorn says James Swearingen. I've heard of that. I don't know though.
Pastor
Zach.
Okay, I know you're talking about
quoting everything that gets said in the comments.
Hannah brought up another great one, Popeye. I used to watch Popeye so much as a kid.
So much.
Like, my parents used to constantly come home and it was Popeye. That or I Love Lucy. But I Love Lucy is not a thing.
It's not a cartoon.
No.
Skylar says Larry Boy. Pastor Zach says Ben 10. William says Pa Grape is always invited to the function. Andrew says Pa Grape and Bob the Tomato. Rebecca says Larry the Cucumber. His cheeseburger song and hairbrush. He is hilarious.
VeggieTales actually put out jokes for April Fool's about the songs. It was like Larry finally found his hairbrush. Like just a bunch
April
of them.
April Fools.
It was fun.
Okay, let's scroll up just a tad. We just missed a couple comments. Okay. Emily, okay, we're bringing up some Disney and stuff. Emily said Elastigirl from Incredibles.
I wasn't a huge fan of her actually.
Yeah, I was never a huge Incredibles fan, honestly.
Honestly.
Except Edna Mode.
Edna. Edna and, what's his name, Frozone?
Oh, yeah, Frozone?
Frozone, yeah. Honey, where has my super suit. Anyways.
Emily said, no capes. Hannah said, Moses and Prince of Egypt. Thankfully, they have made some Bible cartoons. So technically, we can say Jesus is our favorite cartoon character. And it works. It totally works.
It does.
But
this has been... Lumpy Space Princess?
Maybe that's just misspelled. Maybe it's a different word. Right. Maybe it's not lumpy. Or if it is, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either. But anyways,
that just sounds like an insult.
Anyways, guys, this has been Family Chat. It has been so fun talking to you guys. But we are going to head on to Declarations with Hannah. So make sure you share, like, let everybody know that we are alive. And we will see you guys later.
Welcome to the part of the broadcast where we confess the word of God over our lives. We have power when we speak. God has given every man the measure of faith. And when God created the world, he spoke. We're made in his image and in his likeness. So in that image, we have the ability to speak a thing, speak into our now, speak into our future. So these declarations, they are powerful right from the word of God. So with our faith, let's put up our first one of the day. And you can say this with me out loud. If you're in your office, you can whisper it. Or if you just want to be bold, you know, just shout it. See what happens. Let's say this together. Every weapon formed against us is exposed, will not prosper, and is destroyed. Hallelujah. That one is, it's my favorite. Let's say it again. Every weapon formed against us is exposed, will not prosper, and is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's put up our next one. And this is the declaration that we have for the entire year. This is our year of the fire of God in this broadcast, the fire of God in our homes, the fire of God in our families, the fire of God in our minds, the fire of God in our jobs, our workplaces, everywhere we go, we're kept by the fire of God. We're so excited for this broadcast talking about the benefits of family, the benefits of that covenant. Yesterday we started this topic and today we're going to continue it. So please, if you haven't liked this broadcast, share it with someone you know. Let them know that we're going to be talking about family, which is kind of not a popular topic that's talked about within the church, but truly it's needed. It's vital. So without further ado, we're going to hop into What's the Word. We will see you right there with Pastor Brian. We'll see you in just a second. Everybody, welcome to What's the Word. Please let us know who you are and where you're watching from so that we can say hi to you. Pastor, who are you? And Pastor
you?
Zach.
Who are you and why are you looking at us?
Why are you here? What are you doing?
What is going on?
I was watching a video earlier, and it was, I forget the gentleman's name, but he's like, he does, I know his name, I'm not good at pronouncing it. And he goes, you know, everybody tries to be different when you get on camera. Just remember, everybody's looking at you, but they can't see you in person. So you can just kind of be whoever you want to on camera. And I was like, but that's recorded on camera. There's so many other things. It's the way he worded it. It was funny.
Awesome. Courtney says, top of the afternoon from Havelock. Johnny says, hello from High Rock. And we had several go up. So I'm going to go.
It's moving
here.
Quickly.
Yeah, it went up fast. Tabitha says, hi from Albemarle. Johnny, hello from High Rock. Matthew Allman, hello from the backyard. Skylar Denton, hello from Evansville, Indiana. Seth, howdy from the office. Lisa, hello from Indy. Emily, watching from Evansville. Grayson says, hi from Charlotte.
Hi.
Hello. James says, watching from job site in Henderson. Hey, James, good to see you. Sherry Parker, hi, my family in my kitchen with Cooper. The new puppy, I think it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Andrew, hello from China Grove. Mark Presley, hello from Troy. Chrissy, hi, Pastor Dad, Hannah, and Pastor Zach in Albemarle.
She got really excited about the puppy.
Well, because she has my old dog, so it's like even more special now.
Jennifer, hello from Charlotte. Hello, Bethany Minsterman. By the way, that's how you say it. Bethany in Wadesville, Indiana, a.k.a. farmland outside of Evansville. Been there. It's beautiful out there. Wow. Jake says, hello, I am a child of God. Yes, you are. Lee McRae, watching from Mount Gilead. Skylar, Pastor Brian just reminded me of the end of Ferris Bueller. what was the end of it? What did I do?
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Brandy Johnson says, fast. Hello. That's a rarity right there. It's a rare Brandy sighting. We saw
her. We don't
her.
Need to frighten her.
Corey's comment. Corey's comment. Hi, Brandy. Not hello, wife. Hello, honey. It's hi, Brandy.
Gerald says, sup, red belt. Corey, hi, Brandy. Gerald, in between two places. Amen. Yep. Okay, Gerald said, it's my year of the harvest. Hallelujah. Amen. I think we got through all of them as best we could. So, Corey says, I don't like that name.
I'm not touching that one.
I will leave it alone. Was he talking to Corey? The red belt, was that he talking to you? Corey's here in the, he's here in the studio, so anyway.
Skylar said the end credits where he goes, oh, why yes. are you still
that's right.
What are you still doing?
What are you
here?
Still doing? Go home. Go home. Movie's over. Yeah. That's a great scene. That's awesome. That's probably where that actually had the seed from, and I just didn't remember it. But yep. Awesome. Kevin says, good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. We love you. And so welcome to the broadcast. Yesterday we talked about the need for spiritual family and the power of spiritual family, and it was really strong. There were some things yesterday that I was able to say that I don't think I've ever said before about spiritual family and talked about it in that way. If you didn't see it, go back and watch it for yes. sure. But today we're talking about the benefits and the blessings that a spiritual family brings to you.
Amen.
And it's going to be awesome. So, amen. Gerald said, Apostle B equals red belt. Oh, okay. I don't know the red belt reference, but okay.
I think that's the highest tier that you can get in martial arts.
Like okay.
I believe,
I
like red degrees.
Sometimes there's, over black and stuff. Yes, I got you. I understand. Following, got it. Awesome. What?
We have all of the Taylor House on watching as well.
Oh, hello. Hello, Taylor House. We love you. Hello. So yesterday we talked about spiritual family, and it was really, really powerful.
Yeah.
Today we're talking about the benefits, how God uses family to bring blessings. And there are blessings and benefits of the spiritual family. We're going to talk about those directly today, and we're going to further secure our revelation on just how much we need family. And so one of the things that we talked about yesterday was where the Lord preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand. Mm-hmm. In Galatians 3:8, it says, through you, Abraham, all the people of the earth, all the nations, all the people groups will be blessed. So he says, yes, all the nations. What that means is all the different people groups. So he's talking about black, white, Chinese, all the different nations, every demographic, they're all going to be blessed through,
yes,
Abraham, mm-hmm, right? And this is what he's telling us. And one of the things the Lord pointed out to me years ago was he said, you're constantly looking to me only as if my blessing will only come straight from me. He said, but you can see in this verse that there'll be many blessings that actually come through other people to you. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, I really got a hold of it. And I recognized that the Lord actually integrates us with other people in the kingdom of God to sow into us, to impart into us, so that we can reach our destiny and fulfill what God wants for our lives, to be a blessing to Him, for Him to be a blessing to us. It comes through other people. That's, yes, that's the way that it works. And so a lot of times people are like, well, I just have church on my own and it's just me and God. And they don't realize they're actually kind of stiff-arming out of their life,
yeah,
most of the blessings of God,
yeah,
when they're actually supposed to be receiving in that way. Mm-hmm. And so because people don't know this, they don't esteem it, and they're not walking at the level that they should. And we're going to talk about today just how much that family, that spiritual family, blesses. And, of course, we talked about Matthew chapter 12, where they say, hey, your mother and brother are outside. Mm-hmm. And this is where Jesus could have said, yes, your physical family is the most important. Yeah. But that's not what he says.
Yes,
he,
sir,
says, who are my mothers and brothers? In other words, he showed that there was a priority on your spiritual family in spite of your physical family,
yes,
you know, not in addition to your physical family. There, mm-hmm, is a blessing on that. And he could have played them down, but he didn't. He actually raised them higher. And I kind of had a problem with that at first because I really had a esteem on physical family and blood family, and I still do to this day, very high, mm-hmm, very, very high. However, I recognized, I took this to the Lord, and I said, Lord, what is this? What is that? I feel like there's something here that I'm missing. He said, your blood is important to you, and your blood family is important to you. He said, but there's a blood that was 100% pure that you are washed and redeemed and made a new creation by that's even more important than your physical blood.
Yeah.
And that's the blood of Christ. And so when I was born by the blood of Christ into a spiritual family, it actually, in my opinion, has a priority over my fleshly blood family in that way. Now, my fleshly blood family can choose to run after God too and be right there. But
yes,
that's their choice. But ultimately, I'm going to esteem the blood of Christ higher even than my own. My own couldn't save me. His did.
Right.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? And so he was pointing out that there is the blood of Christ, that we are connected to spiritual family. These are my mothers, these are my brothers and sisters. In other words, this is my family. We also showed yesterday how Jesus literally, he could have said, these are my spiritual children, but he didn't. He put himself in a position where he was a part of that family too. This is the,
yeah,
place of serving and things like that. And so it was a really good look. We looked at how important it was and how one he was with his family, with his spiritual family, when the apostle Paul, who was before Saul, was persecuting the church. He was persecuting the church, but what Jesus spoke to Saul at that moment was, why are you persecuting me?
Yeah.
Like, if you're hurting,
yeah,
them, you're,
yeah,
hurting me. If you're blessing them, you're blessing me. In other words, we are one.
Yeah.
And this unity with Christ is an amazing spiritual principle. And you see how important that spiritual family is, mm-hmm, to Jesus.
Yes, absolutely.
So anyway, so we went over that and we talked about that yesterday. Did y'all enjoy that?
Yes.
Amen.
It opened, mm-hmm, up a couple of different things.
Did
the Lord said, literally the Lord was like, hey, like you have, he goes, you're recognizing family, but you're missing out on this portion of your family. So I want you to do this, make this change, so you can receive this portion of your family.
Yes.
And it's like, and it wasn't immoral or bad things. It was just small changes in schedule that would allow me to have more family in that sense, and opening up a flow that not that it wasn't there prior, but it was limited because I didn't make that time available.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And going back to people thinking like you can have church by yourself and you don't need anybody, it's such a limited way of thinking, because if you're not receiving what God's already established when he created the foundations of the earth, he created the foundations of the earth with fruit on his mind, with multiplication on his mind. His whole intention of creation was to be family, to be together. He'd be our God, and we would be his people. His people is plural. It's not, we weren't designed to just be an island. We weren't designed to do it on our own. So this topic on family and this topic on covenant and the blessings that come with it is truly just going deeper into the things of God. It's not it's not a subtopic that's separate from the things of God. It's a revelation that will pack onto other revelations, really, because if we're allowing ourselves to give ourselves even deeper to the family of God, then we'll see those blessings manifest in an even greater measure than before. Because the more that I'm submitted to the ways of God, the more of his blessings that I'll see. So the more that I give myself to the family of God, the spiritual family, then I'll see his goodness overflow in all of those relationships as well. Because when he's Lord of my relationships, when he's Lord of my fellowships, then I'll see the grace of God flood. Marky talked about that a bit yesterday as well. Is the grace of God isn't just for a few things in my life. The grace of God is designed for every area of my life. I have, with my faith, the ability to receive that grace, especially with fellowships, because we need it. You know, we're not supposed to hold bitterness. We're not supposed to hold unforgiveness. We're supposed to consistently be bearing that fruit of love. And with family, that's a huge one that we need to do that with.
Yeah. And we talked about how, because now that we see the power of family, we need to actually purpose ourselves to go into that, which means we literally need to purpose ourselves to spend time together, actually to go through things together, to work together, to play together. These are things that are very important, because it establishes a bond that actually opens it up for us to feel like we're one, right? If I'm separated but I'm not really connected to somebody, then something happens to you, I'm like, yeah, well, oh well, you know.
Yeah.
But if it was me, I would be sitting there like, oh no, we're handling this right now. And when you look at the verse that talks about consider others higher than yourself, you start to see that he's actually wanting you to be at such unity and one with your spiritual family that you pray for them the way you pray for yourself, that you lift them up and think about them the way that you think about yourself, even higher than you think about yourself, which shows that there is such an integration into that spiritual family that you consider your spiritual family a part of you. And this is, but that doesn't happen just by going to the same church. That doesn't happen. You can go to the same church and never really know the people that are beside you. You have to take time to do those things. So,
well, I was thinking about, it requires a level of vulnerability with people.
Yes, it does.
Like the trust that it's established. Like you can probably think of many scenarios where you've had to, over your years of pastoring, you and Pastor Nicole, where you've given your heart to people and your trust has been betrayed, but then still maintaining that trust for other people that come along. Because to hold someone from your past accountable to someone in your present, that's wrong. Like, it's taken me time to really allow myself to kind of let those walls down, let people see me for who I really am. Because there, I think sometimes it's just subconscious, the temptation to not let people really see who you are, because it requires a level of vulnerability. And there's a hinge of fear attached to it that hasn't been fully perfected in love.
Yeah.
But if I'm fully perfected in the love of God and growing in that revelation, then I'll be able to be vulnerable with people regardless of if they stab me in the back. Now, I think you talked about this yesterday. Now, don't continue to entertain something that God has said, you know, it's time to break ties. But if God hasn't told you to break ties, then you need to consistently sow that love and mercy into those relationships to better establish that trust. Because if there's someone on the other side of that fellowship saying, I'm here, like I'm in it with you, I'm here for you, then you can easily give yourself to that fellowship as well. But that comes through both sides, not just one side in that way.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm sorry, Pastor.
Go ahead.
As we were sitting here talking, one of the things
I'm making a note.
Oh, yes, sir.
I want to not forget something.
As we've been sitting here talking, one of the things, I'm going to read this verse here, and this is Pastor's already read Galatians 3:8, but I'm going to read Galatians 3:14, because I will tell you this, family is a new dynamic to me. And this is not a sob story or that kind of stuff, but, or a wine fest, but I didn't have family like that growing up. Like, I will tell you, I've been on my own since I was 18 years old. Wow. Like, it was just like, hey, this is how it is, you know, like, suck it up, buttercup, there you go. Like, all right, cool. So I got used to being on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I got used to operating by myself. I got used to, and even to the point to where, like, even in the Marine Corps, as close as me and some of those guys was, I held them at a distance. Even to now, at this point today, I have relationship. I would say I have now he's more really of an acquaintance. And this guy saved my life, like literally saved my life, wow. My natural life. And even then I held him at a distance because mm-hmm. I didn't understand the power and I didn't understand the fruitfulness that can come from family. Basically, I looked at it, okay, he saved my back. You scratch my back, I would scratch your back. And that is something up until I met pastors, I didn't really understand that. And that was actually a hardship between Danielle and I. Excuse me, as we first got married. So, because I was so used to operating by myself,
yeah.
That when the dynamic of family came in, it was so foreign. It actually scared me because it mattered to me to be vulnerable, but that I never had the opportunity to be vulnerable. I never had the opportunity for someone to see my weaknesses because anytime they ever saw it, they always ran.
Mm-hmm.
But like just Genesis, I keep saying Genesis, I don't mean to, Galatians 3:14, in order that in Christ Jesus, the blessing of Abraham might come to the Gentiles. So like that part of that scripture right there shows that without that family connection, there is so much that you will not receive. There's so much that that right there, it basically the scripture says this, in order that in Christ Jesus, the blessings of Abraham might come to the Gentiles. So there's one way that blessing was ever going to get to the Gentiles, and it was through that family connection.
Mm-hmm.
And a refusal or a fear or a hesitancy would actually cut that flow off, and I know that's happened in my life, and I'm sitting there going, yesterday I was going, Lord, how many times have I cut the flow of what you was trying to get to me off in my past? Because I kept people at a distance because I was so used to operating by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Amen. So today we're really looking at the benefits of that spiritual family. And I want to start in Ephesians chapter 4. And Ephesians chapter 4, and let me just give you these. I'm going to go ahead and list all of these benefits out, and then I'm going to show them to you here in Scripture. But the benefits are this, that when you actually are operating in a spiritual family at the right time, way at the right level, you will see these benefits: growth, the building of yourself, stability, accountability, activation, stimulation to good things, encouragement, good returns, and help, and commanded blessings. There's 10 benefits there.
Amen.
So growth, building, stability and accountability, activation, stimulation, encouragement, good returns, help, and commanded blessings. So these are the things that we're going to look at, and you can put these if you, you know, hopefully you grabbed all of those. I didn't say them too fast, but I don't know. Maybe I said them too fast. But we'll look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse basically 8 through 18. We'll look at Hebrews 10, 23 through 25. We'll look at Ecclesiastes 4, 9 and 10. And then Psalm 133, 1 through 3. Now, this is not necessarily a comprehensive list of all the benefits and blessings, but it is a good start at the very least. But let's just look at this, for example, starting here in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, "Therefore, when he ascended on high," Jesus ascended on high, he led captive a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. Verse 11 tells you what those gifts are. And he gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ. So he gave us a spiritual family and leadership and a structure for us to humble ourselves and be a part of. And when we are a part of that, you see that the saints are equipped and built up. They are growing and building up into the body of Christ. Watch this. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith. Now, this unity is a oneness. In other words, many people become one. What is this? This is family. This mm-hmm. is spiritual family. Many people become one. So they're not operating as individuals anymore. You know as well mm-hmm. as I do, Pastor Zach, when we went into boot camp, one of the things that makes the Marines strong is they strip the individualism out of there. Yep. Now, the thing about the kingdom of God is that you lay that down, mm-hmm. but yet he still allows you to have your gifts and your supply yeah. that you're gifted at. So your personal gifts that are given from God, you get to keep, but things of the flesh we should lay down.
Yeah.
Whereas in the Marine Corps, you're just stripped of all of that, basically, and until you get to the higher ranks, everybody's just green. And they tell you, you're not white, you're not black, you're green. And yes. Everybody's green. And yes. you have no identity, you have no specialness, you're not special. But that's part of what makes it powerful is because now, obviously, it's not as powerful as the kingdom of God, but it does make a difference
yes.
because the guys stop trying to go after their own individual fleshly goals, and they just support the team.
Yes.
And because of that, it puts them in a form of unity, which gives them momentum and power. And they are. They're a force to be reckoned with. When they are a military family, they are a force to be reckoned with. Well, the body of Christ is even more of a yes. force when they come into this unity. So when they say, I'll give up my individualism that's not of God so that we can be one and we'll all add our individual gifts that he gave us together, we become a force to be reckoned with.
Yes.
And this is what you see. So you're seeing right here, God gave gifts to men mm-hmm. so that we could come into a family setting, come into mm-hmm. a unified position.
Yeah.
This is not, and then the Bible in the full counsel of the Word, it talks about how we will not be pushing towards division, that division and everybody having their own little divisive thoughts is actually very ungodly, and you're not supposed to have anything to do with people who are divisive.
Yeah.
Right? Which means instead of being one, they're splitting it up into factions, right? They're splitting it up into dissension. You're not supposed to have anything to do with people that do that, which means we should, on purpose, be looking for how we can become more one.
Yes.
Right? Become more of a family, become more. Mm-hmm. This means we need to purpose ourselves towards these things.
Yes.
Okay? So he says, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, and the knowledge of the Son of God to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So here we see growth up into the things of Christ. We see the building of the body of Christ. And as a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. So here we see stability. In this family, we can find stability, right? We know from another verse that we're going to read in Ecclesiastes that if one person is weak in a moment, the other person can strengthen them. Right. So even if I like miss it and a wave of the enemy hits me, an attack of the enemy hits me, I kind of get knocked off balance. When I have family there, they can pull me right back into place, right? He says, but we're to be speaking the truth in love, and we are to grow up in all aspects into him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies. See, the family needs every joint. It needs every other person. Family needs every other person in the body of Christ. It needs them because every one of them has a supply that's for the whole family of God, right? Every joint supply. There's not one person that's insignificant in that family. Their roles can be totally different. You can have one role like mine that's out in front of people all the time. You can have another role that's always behind the scenes. Nobody even knows their name. But neither one of those is insignificant.
Yes.
Neither one of them. They're very, very important.
Yeah.
According to the proper working of each individual part causes growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind. In other words, this coming together in unity in the family of God and through the gifts, the ascension gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastor, and teacher, and the union with your family will strengthen you, stabilize you, grow you, and build you, but it will also cause you to change and bring accountability to you to come up to speed, right? Not be a weak link in the family of God. Don't be like the Gentiles. But he says, they are being darkened in their understanding and they are excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them and because of the hardness of their heart. So one of the things that you're seeing here is that he's saying, don't be like the Gentiles who are not listening, who are not growing, who are not being accountable to anybody else. They're living for themselves. Be accountable for every joint to supply.
Yeah.
So you see that this... Now, how many times have you guys seen it where if you were just by yourself and you didn't have a church family, you would have probably done the wrong thing?
Many.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Like the church family is a piece in this corrupted world that is a strength to me that I don't want to let them down. I don't want to hurt them.
Yes.
That helps me have accountability when nobody's watching.
Yes.
Right? Through the years, over and over and over again.
Yes.
That family has helped me have accountability.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's brought growth to me. It's built me up. It's brought stabilization to my life and accountability. Yes. And you can see that in these scriptures. So before we go to the next scripture, do y'all have anything on that?
Just the one where it talks about every joint supplying.
Yeah.
This is verse 16. That scripture I have seen reign so true throughout serving in this ministry. Like, I think I sent you a Pastor Nicole message some months ago, and I was like, it has seemed like without fail, time and time again, where there's a need, someone in the body is like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like, without fail, the supply of grace, I know that comes through serving, and there's a harvest in that as well. But truly, the other day, Abby and I were fixing the Easter sign out front of the church, And Abby was like, I'm sure George has the part that we need. Like, she was like, seriously, sometimes the Holy Ghost will just tell George, hey, put that flashlight in your truck or something like that. It's like, and that's a supply that is so needed for this body where it's like, in my coming and going, I'm not thinking about what tools I need to put in my car.
Yeah.
That's not the supply I'm yeah. needed for the body. But for George, that's a supply needed yes. for the body. And so every joint really does supply yeah. in that way.
Amen.
As you was, the next verse in verse 17 is basically in that scripture is talking about the family. And because it says it later on in Ephesians 4, but basically in there is saying that family helps renew your mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
It will help you when you're hitting that gutter, when you're hitting that rail, all of a sudden the family out of love will come in and be like, hey, why are you in the gutter?
Yeah.
Why is your mind? This is why that is there.
Yeah.
And that is something that is extremely important, especially in today's world, in today's culture, mm-hmm. and in the church is that's a backwards way of thinking, especially people that have, like, for our minister here, that
yeah.
sat under you and Pastor Nicole for 10, 12, 15 plus years, or however long
yes.
it's been, mm-hmm. that their mind has been renewed to some of those things, and you have some that hasn't,
yeah.
and that'll help speed up to where it may have took them 6 years to renew their mind because
yeah.
of the impartation that we're receiving from y'all and the impartation that we receive from the left and to the right of the people next to us, that impartation will change, or impartation and renewing your mind will happen so much faster
right.
yeah.
if you'll give yourself to it.
You're 100% right. And most of this passage in Ephesians 4 is focusing on our need, and hear that when I say, because God wrote it, it's a need.
Right.
Our need to connect to the fivefold ministry and their leadership, the apostles,
yes.
prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. But you can see when it says in verse 16 that's being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, you can see that an effective ministry of the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher develops a culture of family where everybody can add to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that you have to have everybody adding to have the fullness
yeah.
of what is there. So it is talking about mostly the leadership of the fivefold ascension gifts, but it's also talking about our need to accept that and work mm-hmm. with that leadership to create a spiritual family
yes.
that brings all of these things together.
Well, mm-hmm. you see that because people may try to argue that point, but if you look at verse 12, for the equipping of the saints. So that fivefold, the fivefold minister gift, they're working to equip the saints to
yes.
be that family, to
yes.
do that. And then you see the renewing of your mind, but then you see in verse 18, and in that scripture right there, it says, basically, if you don't renew your mind, if you keep living in the way of the thinking of the Gentiles, you're going to miss out on the life of God.
Correct.
So
yeah.
the family will
yeah.
keep you from being excluded from the life of God, which means you will have the full Zoe life of God that he
yes.
always intended for you to have, and you mm-hmm. find that in family.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and he shows you that the leadership of the fivefold ascension gifts
yes.
also move you to the fullness of the nature of Christ,
yeah.
right? So the full to a mature man, the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And then he shows what the fullness of Christ is, and that is, we are no longer children, speaking truth in love, verse 16, the whole body being fitted
yeah.
together, every joint supplying. So if the whole body is not integrated and joined together, then and supplying their own supply, then that's not the fullness of the measure,
yes, sir.
The measure of the fullness of Christ. So he shows us right here, this is every person in their place
mm-hmm.
running their race.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every person in their place, put that in the comments. Say it out loud. Every person in their place running their race, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every person in their place running their race.
Yeah.
It's such an important key.
Yes.
Yes.
And we need everybody in their place running
yes.
their race. We don't need people that are drawing on everybody else but not adding anything to.
For sure.
We don't need people that are only adding to but not receiving from others.
Yes.
Every person in their place running their race. and this is so important for
yes.
us to see and to get.
Yep.
It is spiritual family. And
Amen.
The benefits, growth, building up, stability, and accountability.
Yeah.
The next verse is Hebrews 10:23-25. This is activation of people and their gifts, stimulation to do good works, and encouragement. Amen. And so look at Hebrews 10:23-25. Will you read that?
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Mm-hmm. And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
Yeah. So in this family, first of all, he says, don't forsake the gathering together. And he said, especially as time draws near, don't forsake that gathering mm-hmm. together. You need to make sure that you are gathering on a very regular basis.
Yeah.
And in this gathering, part of the reason why it's so important is if you forsake it, you're going to miss out on some benefits. Number one, when we gather together, we're supposed to hold fast our confession of hope without wavering. We're supposed to strengthen each other right. in that confession and stimulate one another to good deeds. In other words, like, hey, you can do this.
Right.
You can do this. Mm-hmm. So this shows me I need somebody in my life that is actually pushing me towards the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There are certain people in my life that I have in the spiritual family of God. They push me towards greater things, to yes. not stop growing, to not stop increasing.
Yes.
They stimulate me and even activate me. And encouragement, I put encouragement, but encouragement can kind of be two ways. One, if you're down, right? Mm-hmm. If you're down and I need to be encouraged, I need to be brought up to a more joyful place. But the other thing about encouragement is this, when I'm at a place, I'm not necessarily not joyful, but I could go higher.
Mm-hmm.
And encouragement yeah. activates me into that. You know, Brother Tracy said, you know, you can go and you're going to have a miracle ministry when you go into yeah. this into this country. That's something telling me, hey, you can operate higher. He's right. encouraging me. So I wasn't like down in the sense of I'm beating myself up or I feel beat up. No, I was just operating at a level that I could go higher to.
Yeah.
So he helped, that encouragement activated a faith in me. And how did it happen? As yeah. we come together, mm-hmm. as we yeah. come together and we listen to what the Lord is saying. You see this stimulation to love and stimulation to good deeds. This is where we're actually encouraging one another and saying, look, you can do this.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I'm gifted for that. No, you can. The Lord said you can, you can.
Yeah.
You know? And you will actually activate that person. I'm thinking right now of Deb, and when she took over the children's ministry, she wasn't sure she could do it on her own. But she knew in Christ if he told her to. But the Lord said, hey, he basically told me to go to her, activate her for children's ministry, encourage her, stimulate her to step into this role. And it was one of the best things that she ever did in her life.
Yes.
And it wasn't one that she would have done on her own. She got that through spiritual mm-hmm. family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can think just the times where you like have told Danielle and I, like, okay, this may have used to be in a struggle, but it was a struggle for
yes.
whatever reason. It's like, no, you have been made adequate. You are able to do this.
Yes.
And then in that moment, it was like something went off. Mm-hmm. I am able to do
yes.
this.
Yes.
But if I had not had that dad being able to say, no, like not mm-hmm. even the corrective side of it. There's been times where I needed the correction.
Yeah.
But there's been times where I needed the mm-hmm. poke and the prod and say, no, remember who you are in Christ.
Yes.
You can do this. He's already told you can. You don't have to wait on it. You don't have to figure out. You just start doing it,
yes.
and then there'll be a grace for it. And every single time
yeah.
that I stepped into that, there was a grace, and it
praise
manifested,
God.
And it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. Well, and like a spiritual family and a spiritual father can be the confirming voice. Okay, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to step into this. Yes, you are supposed to step into it. Go. The mm-hmm. Lord will meet you there. And all of a sudden, that's the confirmation that you need mm-hmm. to actually do those things. You know, I saw You posted something the other day that one of your videos has got like 30,000 views or something.
Well,
like that.
My channel as a whole has.
As a whole, mm-hmm, yeah. But when you started, it was like, you know, a few here and a mm-hmm. few there.
Yeah.
But you were supposed to do that. That's a great level to reach. It's a great thing. That blessed me so much to see that. But there was an encouragement. There was mm-hmm. an activation. Mm-hmm. There was a stimulation to good things mm-hmm. and to be the love of God in that. And that's what spiritual family will do. Mm-hmm. Spiritual family should look at that and say, keep going. You're doing awesome. Go. Yeah, that's awesome, right? Mm-hmm. That's what spiritual family does.
Yeah, well, it's funny you bring it up because that was the example I was going to use is because there's been temptations to get weary. And yeah, I've reached out to y'all as my leaders and my family and been like, so are you sure this is what the Lord said to do? Like, just checking, are you, like, super sure? And yeah, pastors respond back just like, don't get weary in well-doing. Like, keep going.
Yeah.
And, like, that's helped. That's it's helped me when I wanted to give up. Like, sometimes we do need to hear, yes, keep going. Because the temptation to get weary, it's in the Bible for a reason.
Yeah, that's right. He told us about that because it would come up.
Yep.
Yeah.
I want to give an example, too, because we both just use examples for pastors.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yes, they're I don't know words to be able to describe the impact and the flow and the authority they have.
Mm-hmm.
And I know both of our lives, but like I know me. Like, mm-hmm. Everything's transparent to them. Whatever they want to know, I'll tell them. I don't care. Like, kind of deal. But I remember we had been here for maybe a couple of weeks. And then evidently the Lord told Pastor that I was supposed to preach, and it was the first Sunday that I was supposed to preach. And you want to talk about being, like, have the opportunity to be nervous? Like, I'm in my spiritual father's church. It's my church now. Like, I'm part of the family. And, like, preaching, like, whatever. Like, I don't mean this the way it sounds. Been preaching for, like, at that time, it was, like, 13 years. Mm-hmm. Preaching was the easy part. Like, I enjoy it. It's fun. But there's like, but this is like Pastor Brian's church. Like, this is like, that thought came over me. And I was sitting there and like, those thoughts tried to come in and make me nervous. But I get to the office and I'm sitting down and there's a note from Barrett and George. And like, when I switched Bibles, it was in my Bible and I lost the note. But it was in there and it said, have fun today. Like, it basically in there is like, I forget exactly what it says, but have fun today kicking the devil's butt. We got your back or something like that. And that was the encouragement that I needed. Nothing was bad. I wasn't like upset or wasn't in fear.
Who put that in there?
It was Barrett and George.
Oh,
they just
awesome.
Put that in. And I was just like, like I just, you like having that family.
Sure.
That, like that was something that marked me that day. I was like, man, that was awesome to have. Like it was a little sticky note and it was just signed like, I think it was BK and GK, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, that blessed me. But it's not just coming from pastors. That was coming from Barrett and George.
Yeah.
And just that happens all the time in family.
All the time.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yep.
Let's look at the next verse, and the benefits here are good returns, and help. And this is Ecclesiastes 4, 9, and 10. This is in the New American. And will you read that, Pastor Zach?
Yes, sir, I will. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor.
So right there, we see that one person has one return, but it's a better return, a gooder return, when there's more than one,
yes.
When there's two, right? Continue.
Okay, hold on. Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. Verse 10, for if either of them falls, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to one who falls when there is not another to lift him up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, read the same one in the New Living Translation.
Yes, sir. Two people are better off than one, for they can each help the other succeed.
Lord.
If one prepares to, if one person falls, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble.
Yeah. So one of the things that we see is, the first thing is, when we're operating with spiritual family, we're going to have better returns.
Yes.
Notice that when Jesus sent the disciples out, he didn't send them out by themselves.
Right.
He sent them out two by two. Why is it? He knew something that was important about it. He could have just sent them by themselves. But he knew something that was important about it. It could have been fleshly physical wisdom and knowledge, or it could have been spiritual wisdom and knowledge. I think personally it was both. They have accountability. Somebody couldn't accuse them. You have two witnesses, right? But not only that, but spiritually, there's a better return with two. You have people adding their supply. You have their gifts multiplying exponentially on top of each other. And if one of them fell, the other one's there to help, right? And that can happen while you're out ministering. You can have misses. You can have things that you are in the corrupted flesh over and you didn't realize it. And all of a sudden, you need help. You need a second person there to help you. That's exactly what this verse is talking about.
Yeah.
Jesus knew all of this wisdom from heaven. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, think about it like this. He never said anything but what he heard the Father say.
Yes.
This means in all of God's wisdom and in all of the Lord's revelation, he said, don't send them out by themselves. Send them out with at least two.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's something to listen to. Yeah, that's something to pay attention to. But what you see in here, the benefits of that spiritual family is they have a good return and they have help.
Yeah.
Yes.
In that family. They have good returns and they have help.
Yes.
This scripture, if I'm not mistaken, it may be in that actual chapter of Ecclesiastes, but one can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000. And I remember I was preaching one day, and it's like the Lord kept going. It's like one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000, 300, 4, 1,000,000, 5, 10,000,000. And it's like it kept multiplying. So you start looking at that, and that's the dynamic of family. If one was able to put 1,000, when two comes together, now it's 10,000. That's, 100 times the production that was there.
Yeah.
Then you do the third, and that's 100,000. And that math may be off, but that was just came into my head as I was ministering that day. But if you look at that scripture, it says two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor.
Yeah.
One, that's a good return. If one can do 1,000, that's good, but which one would you rather have, $1,000 or $10,000?
Yes.
Oh, I'll take $10,000 every single time. But just two people coming together will present that kind of return.
Correct.
What will we do as a church?
Mm-hmm.
Like right now, like between 120, 150 people.
Yeah,
but all unified, all operating as a family. Yes. What kind of output is about to happen at that point?
Yes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Well, to get to that point, there has to be, like Jesus commands us to deny ourselves and pick up our cross. Mm-hmm. There's a requirement of denying what you think life should look like. It requires, like you said earlier, renewal of the mind to fully, it goes back to the planting, to be fully yielded in this family. We have to be yielded to the soil and to work together. You know, working together with someone requires you to maybe adhere to what they want to do. To work with someone, you have to say, well, maybe they know how to deal with this situation better than I would. So working with someone requires denying yourself. Serving the Lord with fullness and Him being Lord means that He gets the first opinion. What His opinion is goes in my life. And in family, it goes back to that vulnerability, that interwoven together. Working together will require a level of just, okay, Lord, what do you want to do in this scenario? Whatever you say goes, and then we'll see that fruit of the church being blessed to greater measures than we've ever even seen before when we stop thinking that it's my life and the church. The vision is my vision.
Yeah.
What the vision of the house I'm planted in is my vision. If the vision says we are a house of love, that means I am a house of love. If the vision says that we win souls and make disciples, then I win souls and I make disciples. Whatever the we is, it becomes personal as well when we do that together as a family.
Amen. Courtney just made this statement on here that I want to share. She said, I am so thankful that this ministry treats my husband and I like family, even though we live 4 hours away.
Yeah.
That is awesome. That is so cool. What a great testimony. We love you guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you for putting that up there and sharing it.
Yeah.
That so the next thing and the last blessing and benefit of family is commanded blessings. Psalms 133, verse 1 through 3. Pastor Zach.
Yes, sir. A song of ascents of David. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robe. It is like the dew of Hermon coming down from upon the Mount of Zion, for the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever.
Amen. So you see here that in verse 1, when they're in unity, when they're in family, it's just good. It's just good.
Good.
It's good. You see in verse 2, and I could have put this in there, is it's he shows us the example of the oil of anointing.
Yeah.
That the anointing is in the family. I should actually put that in because you have the other verse that says that the new wine is in the cluster, mm-hmm. in which the new wine is representative of the oil. And look up that verse so we can put it in. I should have put that in here. But I love that scripture. The new wine is not in one grape.
Right.
The oil, the anointing, the overflow of the Spirit is in the cluster, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And so you see when they're in unity, it's the anointing as well. You also see in verse 3, he says, in that place of unity, in that place of family, the Lord commands the blessing, life forever, right?
Yes.
Which mm-hmm. means you're going to have an overflow of the Zoe life of God, the Zoe life of God in every place for the rest of forever, right?
Yes.
For the rest of forever. Like not just for the rest of your life here on earth, for the rest of life forever and
Glory.
Overflow, Zoe life of God, blessing in every way. There it is, Isaiah 65:8. He says, the new wine is found in the cluster. And one says, do not destroy it, for there is benefit in it. You talk about there you go, right there. That's your benefit for family verse, right there.
Yeah.
That's everything. That should be the key verse that we should have started with today. Right? Thus says the Lord, and the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it, for there is benefit in it. Now think about this. To say to not to destroy the cluster is to not let it be broken apart in any way. What's not destroyed is the whole. The new wine's found in the whole. So if it's fragmented, even a slight amount, the destruction is beginning.
Yes.
So when he says, don't destroy it because there's benefit in it, that means do what you have to do to hold it together.
Yeah.
100%, not 99%, not 95%. Do what you got to do to build it and hold it together strong. See, too many people allow these little schisms, these little aggravations to come in and fracture that unity. But when you see from the Lord, he's saying, don't allow that. Because when you're operating in unity, I command the blessing. And I thank you, Father. I see right now, as Boomerang and Boomerang International, What's Right, and its partners have sought to be a family of God. The Lord sees that. Man, I just saw it so strongly. He sees it. He smiles on it. And he's about to command the blessing on the attenders and partners in a way that we've never even seen before. We've seen the beginnings of it. We've seen the pieces of it. But he's about to command the blessing on it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your goodness and your grace. Thank you, Lord. Ho, 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 brene ataraboso. Lord, release your blessing. Release your anointing. Release that commanded blessing that no man or devil can stop. Father, we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for releasing it. I just saw that blessing coming on this body of believers like never before. Praise God. Lord, I give you glory.
Yeah.
Thank you, Father, for it. Thank you, Father, for it. Thank you, Father, for it. Thank you, Lord. We just praise you. Amen. Glory to God.
You know, Pastor, as you're praying that, something that last night in class, you said something that it's important. As you were just saying that, it just stirred back up in me what you said last night. And it goes, can we scroll up real quick to Bethany's comment? Because what she said is crucial. Keep going up right there. She said, it's important for me to be intentional about having a different posture towards my spiritual family and less walls.
Yes.
And one of the things at last night that Brother Brian was talking about authority
is giving yourself to the way of God.
Yeah.
So when if we can scroll back down now to the scripture, because I want you to see something that it just it made it a lot more clear. Thus says the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one says, do not destroy it. Understand, part of destroying something is never being a part of it.
Yes.
If you're not a part of it, that body is lacking. There's a hole. Yes. There's a gap for something to get in, and it destroys it. So you may have people that have had experiences like I have in my past to where I've wanted to be. Like, that's something that the Lord has shifted in these last 4 years, or about to be 4 years, knowing you. Is like, no, I recognize now a need for family. I may not know how to be a good son at the moment, but I know I have somebody in a spiritual family, but I also have a spiritual dad that can teach me. So tear down those walls. Accept it, whether you like it or whether you understand it or not. Because in rejecting it, it's actually rejecting God's way, and it's keeping that commanded blessing from happening. He didn't say you had to understand family. He said just be, if you coming together, you striving to be part of that is going to produce unity. Seek unity. Run after unity. And just giving yourself to that will keep it from being destroyed.
Mm. Amen. Glory to God.
I was just thinking about times where there's been correction from spiritual parents, but also an example from just with children and stuff is when you give a child a correction, it's crucial to show them how much you love them afterwards. I think a big part that's hindered a fellowship with the Father for me personally in the past is thinking that after I'm corrected, that means that I have to go by myself now and separate myself because, you know, being sent to your room and stuff like that, it's like, okay, now go and think about what you've done. It's like there's got to be a part, and this comes with family and people of God, is after I've been corrected, that fellowship comes in, and then there's still family, there's still love. Like, last week, there was something, I had missed it. I had just entertained a thought for too long that I shouldn't have. And after that, I received help from family here at where I'm planted, at Boomerang. Then just a couple days later, we had just went out to lunch. And, you know, if you're just looking naturally, it's like, okay, like, you just went out to lunch, it's no big deal. But where I was in that part of my life, which was just last week, so I'm not talking about it was forever ago, but where I was spiritually, going out to lunch meant everything to me, because where I thought I had done something wrong, I'm receiving love and fellowship. And it's so important to consistently give ourselves to the vulnerability of being family, because it will protect us when the enemy comes with a lie. Yeah. Because the enemy is the enemy. He's going to try to throw attacks and weapons. Yeah. But the more that I give myself to the family of God, the more that I see, this is family. And the Lord himself says, I discipline those who I love. Yeah. So his discipline's not a bad thing. But as we give ourselves to him and to his discipline, that love is a part of it.
Yeah.
And that's a huge part, I think, really, because like the enemy will throw a lie and then beat you up for believing the lie that he gave you. And it's just this dumb cycle that with family, we can break it.
Yes.
Quicker and quicker and quicker. The better that we communicate, the quicker that we'll just brush through them. And that what used to seem like it was this huge storm, it'll seem just like a little drizzle, just a little rain. No big deal. The more we give ourselves to that family.
As we're wrapping up today, you know, think about this with two different points, one about the benefits and then where to go from here. But look at these benefits. Just think about each one. Which one of these benefits do you want? Number one, growth. Do you want growth? Is that something that's important to you? Building up. Do you want to be built up? Is that something that's important to you? Do you want stability? Goodness gracious, I want stability and people around me and my own life. Do you want accountability that'll help you, that'll encourage you in those moments? Do you want to be activated in the things, the great things of God? Do you want to be stimulated for good works? In other words, I want somebody that'll help push me into these areas. Do I want the encouragement when I can go higher to mm-hmm. keep me with the courage of God in it? Do I want good returns for my work? Do I want help? Do I want to do it all by myself? Or do I want help? I want help. Do I want the commanded blessing of God
yes.
and the anointing of God in my life? Then all of these will never be full. They'll never be at their fullness without spiritual family. So if I kick spiritual family out, I'm never going to have the fullness of these benefits because yeah. God's written, this is how these benefits will come. So I need to have that spiritual family in my life in order to walk in the fullness of these benefits. Mm-hmm. It is impossible for you to have the fullness of the benefits of these benefits without spiritual family. Mm-hmm. And it's impossible for you to be in spiritual family for you to not put effort into it.
Right.
You actually need to apply effort into that spiritual family to receive the fullness of those benefits and blessings. God will help you. He'll give you all the stuff that you need. You just have to decide in your heart, is that what you want to do? Should I do that? Yes. Is that what I want to do? Well, I didn't want to, but now I'm changing my mind. I'm transforming my mind to the Word of God, to what the Word says. And in Jesus' name, I'm going to do it. And that's kind of the way it was with me when the Lord first talked to me about ministry. And I was mm-hmm. like, I don't know that I like people, right? And he showed me pretty quickly that not only I had received a lie from the devil, because that was not the cloth that I was cut out of. That's mm-hmm. not the stone that I was hewn right. out of, right? Mm-hmm. Jesus was all about people. I had believed the lie. And he helped me clean that up and get that right. Mm-hmm. And you know what I found? I love people. I love people. I really, really do. Now, I may recharge, you know, good when I'm by myself, but without that family, I'm not who I am created to be. I'm not mm-hmm. who God designed me to be or wants me to be. And I really need to work on that. So I need to focus on having that family. But here's the other thing. Not only do I love to serve family, but I need to receive from them. And so in order to have all those blessings, I need to purpose myself to connect and be in unity with a spiritual family, and then I'll start walking in these benefits. These are a few things that we should focus on as we're going forward. Acts 2:42 and verse 46 says this. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. Now hear this, all right? The apostles' teaching is one thing, but that's not all the equation. Look at the other thing they were devoting themselves to fellowship, to the family.
Right.
They were devoting themselves to the family. It mm-hmm. wasn't just teaching all the time. If it was just teaching, it would have just said the apostles' teaching. But he right. says they were devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayer. If there's four things that a body of Christ should focus to devote themselves on, here's four of them. The teaching of the Word of God, fellowship, the breaking of bread. In other words, it's not just like we're sitting around talking about Jesus all day long. We're actually eating. Like we're doing yeah. something in the flesh, in this world, in this physical world, that's not just all Bible all the time, but it's Bible because the Lord commanded us to do it. In other words, we want to live life together. We want to experience things together, yes. mm-hmm. right? And to prayer. Yeah. We devote ourselves to prayer. Then in verse 46, it says this, day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart. See, this was a thing. It mentioned it in verse 42 and then again in verse 46. There's something there about the activities together that brings about the benefits and growth to the church. This is where we want to live. And then Galatians 6:10 says this, so then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. So as we're moving forward in this spiritual family. Let's make sure that we're continuing to do good. We're spending time together. We're doing it on purpose every day, and watch as the Lord adds increase to us in Jesus' name. So, Father, right now, we thank you for our spiritual family. So let's just praise him right now. Let's just thank him for it. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you for our spiritual family. Thank you, Father, for we praise you, we worship you. Not only thank you, Lord, for what we've had, but thank you for where we're going. Where we're going with spiritual family is higher than we've ever been before. A unity and the benefits and blessings of it that you've shown us in your word, higher than we've ever seen it before. And we will not be divisive. We will not draw back. We will not go off and be an island by ourselves, Lord. We will not be a pack of one. But we will be the spiritual family that is strong with spiritual momentum and a force against the kingdom of darkness. And Lord, let your benefits of that family flow to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We love you so very much. We'll see you tomorrow on Lunch Plus. Come and join us. Thank you guys for being with me. Yes. And it was awesome. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great, great day.
Hey guys, what an awesome word. If you haven't already, make sure you guys like, share, comment, put this on your Facebook, send it out to all the people you know. Let this word get out as many places as it can. And also, Adam, thank you for joining us today. It's good to see you. Glad you guys got to watch today. Glad you got to watch today specifically, especially since you don't get to watch often. Amen. But as we are tuning off today, as we're ending the broadcast, one of the things that we do every day is we want to give you guys an opportunity to sow. You're under no obligation to sow whatsoever. But if the Lord's placed it on your heart, there's lots of different ways that you can give. There is Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, text to give. You can scan the lovely little QR code right over here with your phone, or tap it on your, you can scan it with your phone if you're watching on like a television or something. But on your phone, you can typically tap it. Or you can go to giveww.org if you have leading to sow. But as we are sowing today and all of that good stuff, English is fun. We just want to pray a blessing over the seed. So right now, Father, thank you for the opportunity to sow. Thank you for good soil that we get to sow into today. And thank you that every seed sown today is blessed in Jesus' name. Let every seed sown today be pressed down, shaken together, and running over, returning to the sower in Jesus' name. An abundant harvest. Amen. Well, we love you guys very much. Give me one moment, please. I apologize. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. Anyway, as we are tuning off today, we have a couple announcements for you guys. Don't go anywhere yet, because I want to make you aware of a couple things. Coming up, the quickest of all of the announcements that I have for you guys is 6 a.m. prayer. A couple weeks ago, right about a month, I think this week will be a month that we've been doing Frontlines Prayer as a broadcast. We have a daily broadcast here on the Brian Wright YouTube channel that's not Lunch Plus. It's at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have Frontlines Prayer. It is an awesome, anointed time of prayer. I really like that little diamond transition, by the way. But if you guys have leading to, you can hit the little subscribe button down here. Please do that anyway. But you can hit the little notification bell right next to it, and that will notify you whenever we go live. And, you know, it's a pretty good little wake-up call and alarm in the morning to come to prayer. It's a great way to start the day. But after that, we have the Kingdom Ministry Affiliation Spring Ministry Conference coming up soon in Roxboro, North Carolina. You can scan the QR code on your screen or go to kingdomministry.net/events to get all the information about that event. That is going to be this weekend. So coming up soon, it's going to be Friday and Saturday. If you guys haven't already prayed about it, sought the Lord on what you want to do, what he has leading for you to do, go ahead and do that and register. But coming up after that, in just a few short weeks, it's getting closer and closer every time I announce it, our financial breakthrough meetings with Brother Eddie Smith are going to be May 4th through the 7th. The transitions today are excellent. You can scan the QR code on your screen or go to boomerangchurch.org/breakthrough to register for that. When you guys go and register for these events, it helps us prepare. So if there are going to be like 400 people coming, we know what to do and we can properly prepare and have stuff ready for that many people who are going to come. But these are going to be some awesome, awesome meetings. If you guys have been believing for breakthrough in finances in any area, whether that be business, personal, for your family, make sure you're at these meetings because they are going to be such an anointed time. It's going to be awesome. And just a little bit further away, but still coming very quickly, is our partner camp meeting for 2025. The annual Partners Camp meeting here at Boomerang Church. That's going to be August the 6th through the 8th this year. You can scan the QR code. Again, like I've said every time we've had an announcement, scan the QR code on your screen. Go to whatsright.com/campmeeting and you can register for that. That is one of our major events that we do every year here at Boomerang Church. We have two of them. The first one was Kickstart, and that was a couple months ago. If you missed that, you can tune back a little bit on this channel, scroll through our videos, and you can watch those recordings. But if you want to catch one live, if you want to come to Boomerang Church and be a part of that in person, go ahead, register, get all the information, and come join us in August. But with that, that's all the announcements I have for you guys today. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow for another awesome, awesome episode of Lunch Plus. We're going to be looking forward to it, and I hope to see you guys there. Go have a good rest of your day. Bye. Never, 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 never